Hello, and thank you for joining us. The series of discussions, New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. And Nitza Mazoz is also with us here. She helps with workshops, and we're going to talk about the most important things for us in life, our relationship with those that are around us. Throughout these discussions, trying to go through all the terms in which we have relationships in life and try to develop them, and we're focusing on this series of discussions with the couples, and we summarized the first lesson last time that love will cover all transgressions, and the situation we would like to enter now, and also to create certain contents that people will find interesting, is a certain simulation in which I and Nitza and I will be for you a couple, and we represent for you five couples that are in this classroom, and we are all five people. Nitza is here representing all the women, and I'm representing all the men, and we're going to come with an open head and readiness to hear, because without this, you can't give him, we understand that you can't give him some little psychological tip and that's it, and his whole life will be okay and it doesn't work. We all saw it. We know this from life and the success of the divorce, definitely, are a testament to how much is there. So here we're learning a whole new approach towards life in general and to life as a couple. And after we kind of set this situation in our first lesson, it was about love will cover all transgressions, and we talked about the other being like a mirror, and we have a lot of questions. Meaning, we came to a summary like this, that also a person's development and the development of the family or of the world brought us to the necessity to change. That specifically, we don't wait for this from nature or from the other or from society or from the government or some, authorities. Rather, now the problem is in the person himself, and he needs to change. And in this, he actually changes his world. And there's no difference here between whether I do this within the family or whether, we said that it's good that if we do it in the family, because if I change myself, I also change my attitude towards the rest of the systems. And therefore, there's no difference here. Who I'm relating to the corrupted life within the family or within the society or in the whole world. Meaning we came to a certain integrality here, to a general observation, vision. Yes. So I, like a woman, I like things that are practical. So from all the things that you said in the previous, the last lesson, what came really strong to me was the matter of the mirror. So I decided to make a certain formula for me for the whole week. I kind of played with myself and I looked, because I remembered that you said that I project my ego on the other person. And then I stumbled upon certain states. For example, I noticed that I also was angry at my partner because he doesn't appreciate me. So I said, what does that mean? That I don't appreciate myself? Or I don't appreciate him? And the mirror all of a sudden started to confuse me. What's happening here? How do I use this mirror in order to discern truly such situations in life? Why do you demand him to appreciate you more? Your ego demands this feeling, right? And if we rise above our ego and don't demand this, what do we earn here? First of all, we earn the fact that we don't suffer from him not appreciating. Secondly, by doing this, I start acquiring a new attribute. Above, let's say, that demand from respect and control, we start discovering an attribute against an attribute. As I discover a certain egoistic attribute or property, and I start rising above it, I receive the opposite attribute from it. And already, by doing this, I acquired a certain new tool, a new attitude towards the world. Let's say I demand from the other to respect me, attention, something else. And here, I don't demand it. I start becoming, more modest with my demands. I start seeing that really his attitude towards me is whatever it'll be. Only in the objective way, if I look at it, it could be that his attitude is enough and normal, and only my demands were, on behalf of my ego, were as such. And let's concede. Let's restrict all my egoistic demands, both for attention. It's mostly for attention. For consideration, in promising and not keeping, that he once again and again kind of transgresses the same way. Oh, and considerations at home and arranging things at home and keeping. There's no signs on his behalf of love or attitude towards me. If I diminish this a little bit. If I work hard on this, because anyhow, for me, this is very important in the nature of a woman. The times how many times he calls, how many times he courts me, and so forth. And throughout the years, we see that all these things kind of drop off from the relationship. And I don't do a calculation with this. By doing this, do I see more a different connection between us? In the relationships between us, it's something very important. In that I don't demand it now, rather rise myself above these demands. Am I, by doing this and relating to him with love, without demands, let's say like a mother from her child, yeah? It's first of all love. And even when there is on his behalf, although how much I'm rising above myself, there's still from him certain transgressions. Then love will cover all transgressions. What, by doing this, do I cause him? I'm giving him an example. We're talking about a couple who enters our treatment. I'm giving him, by doing this, an example, a willingness to receive this example from you. Meaning there is here a certain invitation for the new relationship. I actually open myself, by doing this, for the reception of the new attitude from him. Not in an egoistic plane that I'm measuring how he relates to me, or rather how much we both develop relationships above the ego in a mutual way. As much as each and every one can support the other. I help him to rise above his ego in my example, with my example. By doing this, I am trying, and I talk about this together with him, with my couple, with my partner. As how good life would be if we would rise above our natural impulses, these egoistic, nasty impulses of ours. this mutual example that we're supporting each other gives us such a upliftment that each of us starts also to approach the world also in a nice, healthy way, with concessions, with each time I look at the world like this, I see it something that is good compared to me. And by doing so, I acquire a new vision in which I start seeing the world as the perfect nature. As nature, the perfect nature. And truly, this is not just my partner, it's the whole world. It's like my mirror. And the whole world, there is here some sort of a psychological exercise. I would say a psychological, an upper psychological method to raise a person to the perception of reality, to perception of the world, to the perception of couplehood and family that we didn't have before. Of course, we need to exercise this first in the family, and let's hope that we will do this in many families. And through this, we will come to the new world, to the new relationships. There must be a mutual form here. We have to understand that we are here as a certain small laboratory in which the two egoists are trying to use correctly that ego which developed in us, which in our generation is ruining everything. We want to use this ego to turn it as a lift above which we construct healthy relationships with which we can continue life. And this way we're just getting to destruction. So let's say that the general goal I understand, the direction I understand, but I want to understand how I implement this in my life, in my daily life. I gave you, if I understand this correctly, when I see that my partner is not giving me appreciation, so what am I working on myself? That I am lacking appreciation, that I'm feeling that this is something that I'm lacking, and then what do I do with this emotion? I put it on the side and above. No, you don't put it on the side. Not above it. You try to rise above it. What action do I do in order to rise? Internal. How? You build an attitude towards him as if you reached complete love from him. Meaning he doesn't even know what I'm feeling. No. I'm not sharing with him what I'm feeling. Yes, you can. You can talk to him, of course. What do you tell him, for example? That I egoistically, naturally feel that I'm lacking love from you. An attitude. You're not courting me like you used to before, the way it used to be. You're not showing signs of interest. Our life is not like a young couple that we used to be when we enjoy each other, when we used to somehow, we used to spend time together, and now each one's in his inner corner. And these, my demands are very large and wide, truly, in all the relationship between us. And I don't want anything from you. I just want for us together to start, not to relate with demands to each other, but with demands to myself, in which when I see as a deficiency in someone else, I'll see the deficiency in myself. It's kind of a psychological exercise. And then I see the other as whole, as complete, as perfect. And then above all the flaws in me, I try to relate to the other as if he is the most corrected, the most perfect. And this way I, despite everything that's happening, relate only with love. Once again, like a mother to a child, or love will cover all transgressions. And the same thing, I demand from him. Why? Because his attitude towards me will strengthen my attitude towards him. I need to receive from the other a good example and a good correct example also, as well, in which he relates in this work above the ego, these efforts that we're doing above our ego in a serious way. So he will give me an example. As much as he gives me an example that he exists above this, he will be appreciated in my eyes. He'll be important to me. I will respect him. And it will also give me the strength to do the same thing towards him. Meaning I need to see him as high and giving me a nice example and he's overcoming his ego, especially when I'm weak and my ego is pulling me with my feet and not letting me rise above it. On the other hand, I'm always worrying that I'm also giving him an example so that he will have the strength to also execute these actions towards me in love. And this is how we try to do. Each person tries to be like a teacher to the other, and each tries to be like a student from the other. Once high and once low. And this is how we support each other. This is already called the correct connection. Mutual, equal, this mutual dependency, which is revealed here. And each time here we need to discern between us what together we benefit from here. We were rewarded with a common field, a new relationship in which each is concessions towards the other, as if it's concessions towards the other, and overcoming each person over himself, we reach a relationship which is on a different plane, on a new plane, in which there's mutual love, and below there's the mutual demands, and we don't erase them. Rather, we grow each time. And our ego, from the internal impulses, custody gives us all the time material for work with, to work with. So what comes out is that we are constantly feel this mutual dependency. I must receive from him all the time a strengthening, an example, how he overcomes. And he needs it also from me. This means we are here together with him as partners against our mutual ego. Meaning we have one hater. We will call it together the snake. The serpent, which we need to deal with. And then we get closer. Before it, before this ego. And this is what connects us to one. Now what I'm feeling is that I must have lots of exercises. How will I exercise this? How will I do this? It's very nice, but how will I do this? But first of all, we see that there's a laboratory here, lots of material, because our ego is constantly rising, and it will constantly give us new challenges. Yes, and each time we will have to try to be more sophisticated, more stronger, warmer. And how will we do this? We don't have the strength. We forget. We can drop every moment from the level of love to the level of hatred. So once again, so what do we need? We need not to be Adam and Eve against the snake. It's not enough for us. We don't have the strength to do this. We need additional couples like us so we will receive strengthening from them. Example. So we will look, both of us, me and him, now as one. We will look at them, how they're helping each other, and how they're explaining to us and telling us and relating this way are sharing with this whole work. We're doing workshops between the couples in which each couple is one. And then we do between the couples, it's enough for us, five couples. Although you can do it with more, but it's easier for us. Although five couples is like five units. And then we start to work this one against that one. As much as we can strengthen each other, each person, against, towards the other. And then as much as we rise, as much as we low, how is it coming out, along with you, and how is it going on with us? We get appreciation for how much they're succeeding. And we also give them an example. Just like exactly in the same method, it's called one will help his, help the others. And thus we come to a state in which already we're in a mutual relationship between the couples. This way we really build a society in which each couple is a unit, a dipole, a plus and minus that are together, a family, a cell, and these cells start to connect between them and become a certain organ from the general body, which is all of humanity. And this way we start to demand a society that's even larger and wider that will support us. Why? Because as higher and grow, larger our ego is that is constantly growing, we need larger support. This is called with the grandeur of the nation is the grandeur of the king. Whereas the society is in these changes between them. We become, each of us in his family, a hero in quality. We can rise above our ego and with love at a higher, meaning the size of the society also determines the size or the height of the attainment of the property of love. This attribute, this integral connection of ours. And other than that, the connection now that we find between the couples, between the families, this connection already gives us the feeling of a new society. It's not some couple that's getting along here in their internal life in the family, in their bedroom. Rather, here we went out to a new level of life outside the family framework, in which we truly see that we are in some quantity. These couples become like a new society. And this society actually exists according to the laws of the new family. The relationship between them is the same, with consideration. I'm really not looking at the second couple, that I'm kind of looking at them, who are they, what are they, and what's happening with them, and I'm constantly looking for the negative things. I find in them negative things because of my ego. Only my ego is in a different level, in a societal level. With you, I was in my ego, in my personal level. With them, I am with my ego in a level of societal level. This is already a systemic ego. I, with my couple, is like one cell. Like one body. But we, towards another couple, it's like two cells, which exist in the relationships between them already in a societal attitude. Meaning we already exited something to something new. Until we build something, a relationship between us, an attitude between us that also one couple, let's say. What does it mean? We connect between us like an organ that is in the general body, which all understands each other in a mutual concessions, and each teaches each other and gives examples to each other, how we overcome and so forth. Each other. This holding, this mutual holding that we, in which we support each other, is called mutual guarantee. And here, in this life, between us, in which we acquire, we see through this a true general future of the whole world. We start caring and seeing that we need wider and larger support of maybe of all of humanity. And then what do we acquire? If earlier I would see the world through a filter, a system, a matrix, an egoistic matrix, I could see in the world only what's good for me or only what would be bad for me. This is how my ego would filter it for me. I wouldn't see at all what's going on in the world. Example, throughout history, we develop by our ego developing. And the person, according to the development of the ego, discovers new phenomena, new things that are in nature. Before that, he didn't see it. Before that, he wasn't acquainted with it. Because his ego was not developed, and in accordance with how his ego develops, since the world is also more developed, oh wow, I see here these phenomena and those phenomena, also in chemistry and biology and zoology and all these sciences, I rediscover every day some new phenomena. I didn't see them before that. Were they there or not 1,000 years ago? Of course they were there. Why didn't I pay attention to them? Why didn't I see those phenomena? Because my ego was small. It didn't give me to see these phenomena. Now, because it grew, I see these phenomena. And it means that everything depends on the perception, on my egoistic perception, in which I came now to a point where my egoistic perception is actually fulfilled itself in our times. And therefore we're in this crisis, we can't develop anymore. And what comes out is that if I acquire now a perception, not that what's good for me in general, to my small body, my little desires, these limited desires, rather, as I acquire this other perception, what could be good for the world? What could be good for my beloved child who's outside of me? I begin to identify and reveal and discover phenomena that I could never perceive, even if I would have developed egoistically for another 1,000 years. I start seeing in the world phenomena that are not dependent upon me, because I go out of myself with love and that I want for their benefit. And what comes out is that I now acquired a new perception of reality, a new vision of the changing world. All in all, this is just a new psychological perception. But it is it's very different from anything before. I start seeing all of reality without any connection to me in a true objective way. When I discover these new phenomena, the world is like without any processes that are private to me. There's a problem here. What does this mean, without any my body physicals? When I acquire now these desires and thoughts of all of humans, well, maybe even a part of them, in addition to what I have in my desires and thoughts, I acquire here some reality which is mine, but it's new. My external body, bodily, I, the external body. And this perception, which, by the way, they're talking about a lot in science and psychology and philosophy, and this perception is actually, it enables me to start feeling myself as not belonging to the level of animal in me. I start feeling myself in a very, how should I say, clear way that my life can also be outside my body, because the desires and thoughts, which are all of my personality, I discover that they are there outside of my body. And I slowly exit to it more and more. I start putting an emphasis on everything that is felt outside of me more and more, that this is mine, such that as if I forget about myself, about what's going on inside my body, to the point that I already don't relate myself to my body. I acquire my life at the degree of Adam, of the degree of speaking, of a human, not inside this animal. And we here can only imagine to ourselves what other horizons a person can reach. Meaning our crisis in relationship, the ability to, from this relationship, it brings us not to just be some nice thing, or to just, change what's flawed there so we won't get divorced. But on the contrary, all these corruptions, all these flaws, are in order to push us together to the new dimension of existence in general. This is what I see before us. This sounds very interesting, and I really would like to be there, but I feel like I have so much work to do, and I feel like I would really receive some practical tools. How do I implement this in my daily routine, my dual reality? It seems to me that there is no difficulty here, because we learned in the framework of our work with the couples a concept that is called free choice. And we learned there that actually, according to our conditions, what we reveal and discover in nature and in our life, that a person is a result of the environment. And if he wants to change, he only needs to change the environment that will change him. And a person only needs to decide. The decision is on him. The execution is environmental. The surrounding does it on him. Meaning, there are before me several roofs. You want to be a criminal. You want to be conniving. You want to be perfect. You want to be successful in business. You want to be successful with your family, let's say, and so forth. I need to choose. Under what environment do I want to enter myself? And then I entered the room. I went through it for a while. Imagine, you enter this square, and you come out of there. This is how it is. Either I'm from Oxford, or I'm from a criminal with a gun, or I'm some businessman, or so forth. It all depends on that square that you entered. And therefore, there's no difficulty here. Only to teach a person how he also exists in such an environment, and that we need to arrange this environment. And then, if he's in it, it's certain that he will succeed. Meaning, all in all, also our nature divides our home, which is before us, divides to two, to bring a person to a decision to enter the right cube, the right square, the right society, and to construct the proper society for him. So we'll have it prepared and ready. And then it's certain that if he goes through this, and let's say they go through several different places like that, and and they join it, and this environment becomes stronger and stronger and larger, both in quality and quantity, and then people are attracted to it easier, and this is how they develop. There shouldn't be any difficulty for us. You just need to enter there, and the society will already influence him. Of course, it is with accompaniment of how he gets along there, but all in all, if he participates, if he is already in a state in which a person needs to change himself, he doesn't need to change himself. He only needs to connect to the proper environment. For the matter here, we are 10 people in the group, in this lesson. There are 5 couples. That's enough. Yeah, this is enough. So the question is, it's enough in order to change each and every one of them. Okay. So let's concentrate on us, focus on us, in a place, a place where we can work. Like you gave examples, like one will help each other and will develop it. I would like, if you could direct us, we're here, 5 couples, give us some exercise that you would like, that until next meeting, each one of these 5 couples will execute in order to start feeling all these last principles that we learned. If it'll be one exercise, then it'll go on in every one of our 5 homes. We'll have a certain experience. And when we meet here next time, we could, between us, share these things and implement this one who will help the other concept. So this, you know, one thing, or you need to understand this or something. First of all, we need to care that the influence of all the 5 couples on each couple will be constant. It's not that we just met and in another week we'll meet again. No, no, we have a meeting every day, even every day, that we have in 20 hours we're meeting. So for these 20 hours, we need to be also in contact. What form? That each transfers from every once in a while, every few hours, an impression to the other, as just as we spoke with the couples. We each time appreciate the other more, meaning the other is higher than the other or lower than the other. Each is equal to the other. All these things which we are learning actually in this new relationship between us, which we have articles about. We have to go through them and give them. We have to take from them these principles and teach these couples. And we are giving them from, we're giving them from meeting to meeting homework. Okay. And then you want us to share impressions, let's say right in the mail or something. No, not just in the mail. I want you to be aware several times throughout this 20 hours. Wait a minute, they need to sleep. This is actually homework. A few times in all sorts of forms, you had to be reminded that love will cover all transgressions, that you need to rise above your ego and see in the other positive instead of negative, and in yourself the negative ego instead of positive. That instead of critiquing him, you'll critique your own attributes, which are showing you the bad in the other. And how many times you strengthen each other in your home, and how many times did you connect between the couples? Let's say every 3-4 hours that you actually connected between you, or you did some conference, a small conference, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes between you. How are you advancing to this? Today, in the virtual way, it's not a problem. You open a room like that, a virtual room, and you meet there. And this way, we advance. And anyhow, we come the next day for the meeting, let's say, a frontal meeting. Yeah, every day we have it, some physical place, and there we continue. We continue there, meaning we get an explanation about the method, the next stage, a new stage, some other principle from our articles, from our foundations, and then we do, after we do this, we do a workshop on this, a shared workshop, and from this workshop and from what we learn, we take homework for the next day, until the next day. And also, before or after the lesson or outside of it, I don't know in which form, we also do a calculation of how the last past day just went through. So we can maybe learn from there. Maybe we didn't succeed in something. How to succeed. Maybe not to advance today, but to do a lesson and a workshop on all sorts of questions that we gathered from yesterday. So this is actually your program for the course that you're going to be giving. Yeah, for the time being. I'm sure it'll change. Meanwhile, yeah, sure. And also from our preparation, the more we prepare the material, the material for teaching and for education. You know, some of it is, the teaching is, like the explanations from our discussions with, Your Honor. And the, educational part would be the workshops. I have other questions if I can. Please? Ronitsa, do you want to ask first? What do you mean? With all our previous discussions that you gave us, from which you started talking about looking at the other as my mirror, you said, for example, a sentence in our previous discussion that I need to relate to the force of good which is outside of me, and the force of bad is inside of me. You talked about the man's nature, man's inclination is evil from when he's a child, and there's a principle which I didn't grab. I understand you, but this is a problem in the perception of a person in himself and of the world, that appears to us that the world is corrupted and that we're corrected. This is the way we perceive. This is how we naturally perceive. We think about ourselves, and we want us to have it good, and we're constantly looking around, and we're looking at everything, and how can I use everything around me to benefit my state? And this is our concern, how to improve my state by this and this and that, and if I sit this way, or if I sit this way, constantly. The engine that works in, this is the engine that works in me. This internal program that is constantly working like this, and it's directed this way, it's called our ego. Again, this program that works in me, that directs me in my desires and thoughts, and with all that I am, to use everything for my benefit. Supposedly for my benefit. Or at least this is how I feel. This program is called the ego. So it's not just something. This is like in a computer. It's a program according to which I don't know myself. I know myself after all my abilities, all the desires, all the attributes, all the ability to think and desire, all of mine. And this is like the hardware of a computer, which was later, a software was added into it to care for itself all the time, to fill himself. Wait, I'm confused. What's the hardware? What's the software? Hardware is all my attributes. Mine, yeah. Which are on their own, they're not good or bad. and later comes the software, the program. You must use all your details for your benefit and for the worsening of the other, because then you'll fool yourself in a higher way. This is our ego. We need to talk about this. This is a very big topic, a very wide topic thing, the ego. The evil inclination, what we call. Meaning there's an inclination and there's evil. The inclination is the hardware. The evil is the software. What do we need to do? We need to change this software from evil to good. Rather to change, we can change the inclination, but to change the way we use it, instead of using it constantly for myself, and to see that by doing this we're actually causing bad for ourselves, and the evil inclination is actually bad for myself. And the fact that I start throughout from the environment to turn it to a good attitude towards the other. Truly, by doing this, I'm doing good for myself. What's happening here? So what is it when I relate to the other goods? It's good for me. If I relate badly, it's also bad for me. What do I start feeling from this? What do I get closer from this? The fact that the other and me are the same. It's the same thing. It's like a mother who feels the way a mother feels towards her child. Simply, it gets us so close that we start feeling ourselves belonging to one body. One body meaning one system of relationship that we already won't differentiate between us. What's happening to him is happening to me. We don't differentiate. So not just a couple becomes one. Rather, all of humanity becomes as one family. And it will be in the future. But anyhow, we see here this approach. It sounds very deep. It is all only psychology. And I am certain that I didn't grasp everything you said. But I'm going to ask about some small thing. And hopefully you'll decide that one of the lessons will be on this topic. You said that we constantly are concerned of how to benefit my state. And you described, a question came up to me. Caring for myself, is that okay? It's like, it's not uncomfortable. It appears to you that it's for your state. I mean, it's not okay on your behalf that I care for myself. I mean, everyone cares for themselves. Is this the most natural, elementary thing to do? Certainly. You have to understand that by you caring constantly for yourself, just like you think right now that it's for yourself, you actually, by doing this, you are causing yourself bad. You're limited by doing this. You're not succeeding because of this. There is here a certain point which one needs to feel. There are people that feel this, that they feel more to like exiting themselves from their limits. They have a certain impulse to exit their body, to see the world, what it's, why is it like this and why is it like that, and what else is there in this world. And there are those that don't. But we are now in a situation in which the whole world is suffering, and we, these couples who are suffering, and we need to explain to them that one does not have any ability to be saved from all these blows unless we connect ourselves in good relationships to the environment. Otherwise, we come to a situation in which our relationships in the family are destroyed within the nation, within the world. No one is enjoying. Everyone's suffering. And the main thing, you can't even in this broken attention even provide ourselves, you know, food for our soul. Even food or the ecology, the weather, everything is being discovered. It's something destroyed. It's like in the family, suddenly the relationships are destroyed, everything is bad. This is clear. We all feel this on our flesh. But I still don't, I can't digest completely here the fact that I, this point, already commits you to relate to the change. Certainly, why am I here if not? Yes? This is clear. Only what I don't understand, what I don't grasp, you said that the natural tendency for each person is to care for himself. Seems to me that it's really rooted in us from nature. That at everything that exists, that its existence will be good, comfortable. Seems to me something very elementary. I didn't understand why this is in the basis of all the destruction of our relationships. I am now with my partner in broken relations. At home, there's no food, there's no laundry. No. I'm telling you this in this way, that this is bad. It maybe exists, but in such a way that it's not comfortable. It's like in the world, in which there is not a nice attitude between everyone. Everything is broken. We throw half the food, but half the humanity is dying from starvation. We're throwing away billions of dollars to health, but half the world is sick from nerves, from the bad attitudes from people. That we can't, so it's clear to us that we cannot proceed this way. So a couple comes to treatment. We're here in a classroom. He is willing to change, 100%. We explain to him. So this is what I'm asking exactly about the explanation. I understand something revolutionary that I can't digest. The fact that each person, he, me, you, that each person cares for himself. I'm coming out of the understanding that it's not okay. Is it not okay? Instead of concern for yourself, you need to reach concern for the other, for your couple, also for the couple. For love to cover all transgressions, you are dealing with this in an egoistic way. No one is telling you to disconnect from your ego. Everyone just tells you, build above it a new attitude towards what's outside of you, to your couple, towards other people, towards the world, towards nature, towards the college, towards anything. Start receiving the world, accepting the world as round, as integral. I didn't understand. Start accepting that what is outside your ego, like yours, like a mother who relates to a child, and you'll have it good. We're only saying to use that ego in a more correct way, a more clever way. Not erase it. No one's worrying about it. Okay. No, it seems like it's not comfortable. No. I came to your treatment with my couple, and we want egoistically to succeed in life. And we continue this. Only you're saying, you want to succeed in life? Look at what's going on in the world. Look what's going on with you. There's only one method to rise above the ego. To use it as you rise above it. Using the opposite. Just like you're seeing your mirror in the other, this way use your ego in an opposite way. And then all instead of the evil inclination, you have the good inclination. I didn't grasp anything, but I wrote as a summary, start relating to the other, to my couple or to the world, which I understand it from you that it's the same thing. Start relating to it as if it's yours. Yes, is this? It's not clear to you that in the family it needs to be like this? Maybe it needs, but it's not. But if it was, would it be good? Good. If it was like this in the world, would it be good? So let's do it. How? Through, from the environment, with the help of the environment. There are many things here that we still need to teach and open up and whiten up. It's very, I don't know if it's revolutionary. I'm certain that not all that you said I understood. That I'm certain of. If we will start talking and opening every single thing, we will see how much material we have to talk about this and examples. And it's possible to do. And the main thing is that if we arrange this environment, this incubator, this greenhouse in which each couple or even an individual can be in this, and he doesn't need special efforts. The environment will influence him. He'll receive importance from this. It'll direct him, and for him it will be just like a small child grows in an environment, and according to this he goes out. This way these couples will be. Of course, with them it's not simple, because anyhow you need to reformat them. But these changes are mostly easy. It's like a healing place, a health place. Yeah, Nitsa, I really like the idea of the software and the hardware. All of a sudden I understood that I have to bring my computer into the incubator and it'll reformat myself, because I don't know how to reformat myself. You know, you will have to anyhow help, because you're a human being. You need to be in a feeling and understanding with your desire, with your support. You can't reject work on me. But actually, your agreement exists inside the range of your ability. It's not above a person. And this reformatting is actually, if the program that I worked on me before, you have to use all the data for your benefit, but now the new reformatting is you have to use all the details for the help of, for the benefit of the other, and then you'll have it good. Well, let's say, we will still make it more precise. So for today, we finished. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much, Nitsa. And thank you, too, for being with us. Come back. It'll be interesting. And don't forget to do your homework. Until then, farewell.